This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Black Men Podcast. Poor equipment. Let it ride. Complicated, just relax and observe. Breaking down of our families, restructured communities. To wake up and see, only your losers are free. Your enemy is your memory. We at your door, black male delivery. Your enemy is your memory.
We're just having a conversation.
That means a whole lot money wise.
Yeah, okay, we're just having a conversation.
But the podcast is really audio. The video element has always been one of those elements that was added to the audio adventure of podcasting.
That's not answering my question.
But they're not a podcast.
Okay, who else is consistent having a show? I'm talking about
from that
talent pool of people.
Well, yeah, Cameron. Because they got to compete.
I can't think of anybody else that does multiple shows.
Right.
I'm sure there's somebody. I just can't think of nobody.
On a grand scale, grand scale talks. Nah, they're not. There's no.
Okay.
I don't see too many people.
You would know more than me because my attention span, I can't watch a whole show.
No, I watch whole shows all the time.
Okay.
I listen to the audio.
Yeah, I listen to it when I'm driving.
I don't sit and watch video as much, but audio wise, I'm into the audio aspect.
I watch the video on my TV.
I don't watch not one Joe Budden video anymore. I used to. Oh. I don't watch no videos. I listen to the audio. I catch it every single Wednesday and every single Friday. And I'm signed up to the Patreon, but I'm like the second tier on the Patreon.
You have no idea what that is.
Yeah. They got three tiers on their Patreon, which is fire.
Now I know.
And then they just dropped, they did an interview.
They all cost different?
Yeah, they all cost different. And you get more activity based on what tier.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You get more drops. That's the only time I watch video because the Patreon is just video.
Patreon
is fire. That shit
I
fire.
I know people that do it. You know what I mean?
That shit fire. If you can galvanize your fan base to come to this one spot and pay a monthly fee for you, yo, that's fire. And then you got three tiers. So you got like a $5 tier.
Galvanize.
Then you got a $10 tier. And like then that. Your last tier is like $20, $30. And then they drop a pay-per-view sometimes.
$5 is $5 a month?
Yeah, $5 a month.
It's not bad.
Hell no, it ain't bad. But think about it.
You don't even know that
you
came out.
You get 10, 20, you get 100 people at $5 a month. And then you get another 100 at the $10 mark. Bro, you making chicken.
That's a lot of shows.
That's a lot of shows.
But that's a lot of shows to be recording. That's a whole lot of talking.
That's a lot of talking.
Respectful.
Yo.
Respectful.
But think about it. Them cats ain't really, you know, I think Ish got a job. Of course, we know what Mark. He got Mark Lamont Hill. He got, you know, he does what he do. But
I like him.
Their whole business.
I never saw him going on that show though. But
I didn't see that coming. That was a curveball to the motherfucker. But he does a great job. But think about it, bro. That was that most of them talk for a living. So if you talk for a living, and you know, all right, today I'm gonna be at the studio for 10 hours. That's your work week. You can do 2-3 episodes in 10 hours.
You know I don't care for on that show?
Who? I know who you're about to say. I think I know, but I'll let you go ahead and say it.
Queens Flip, son.
I know. I mean, I'm about Tyler, son.
Shut.
Yeah, I'm about Tyler.
All that yelling and shit you do, do that shit on your own show, B.
You know who else I'm not?
I do not take him seriously.
You know who else I'm actually ready for them to come off the show?
Can't be talking about Melissa Ford.
Yep, Melissa Ford.
I liked her in the beginning.
I did too.
Let her come once a month, yo.
Yo, once a month. I'll send her to the Patreon.
Every episode of
send
you.
Send her
is
to
too
the
much.
Patreon, bro.
She's
send
just, her to the Patreon. Some episodes, it's like, you should have stayed home.
Sometimes she's a good dynamic, but when like the guys are talking, it's like, yo, fam, I don't want to hear her perspective sometimes. But let's get to it. What's going on? Your boy Tallshawn. TS is who I am.
J-Dot is who I am. Orange and blue skies, baby.
Oh, my God. You're now tuned in to the Black Male Podcast, the podcast where we got to hear this bullshit for at least 15 minutes.
Orange and blue skies, baby.
Orange and blue skies.
Eight more wins. New York is going to go crazy. The Empire State Building already orange and blue.
Y'all make it to the NBA Finals, bro. That shit going to be. Y'all going
to
go fucking
nuts. Pacers about to get packed up. Cut it out. We played them in the playoffs last year with everybody hurt and still took them to the end.
Yeah, y'all did. Y'all definitely did.
We packing them up, Shane.
I hear you.
Only thing with the Pacers I worry about is Rick Carlisle, bro.
Why? Because he's
dude
smarter
is just
than
a good coach, man.
He's smarter than
he makes adjustments that you be like, wait a minute.
Remember when he was my Pistons coach, bro? He did a lot of dope things.
The Pistons
things,
got nothing to do
he
with
did
nothing.
A lot of dope things for us, bro.
So what I does that mean? He's a great coach, and y'all let him go.
Phenomenal coach.
Watch, y'all let
that
him go.
That was in his early stages.
Well, he was just getting. Y'all didn't want to have time to build.
Nah, man. You
see,
know.
We build in New York. We
y'all,
build.
Y'all do not. Y'all just started doing this build shit.
We build. We build in New York City, baby. We build. When we got Jalen Brunson, everybody was laughing. Know what I mean? When we got OG, they was like, oh, that's too much money. You know what I'm saying? We got Mikal Bridges. Ah, that's too many draft picks.
I can't believe you said that.
When we got Josh Hart, they laughed like, Josh Hart? He ain't nothing.
I can't believe.
You know what I mean?
Stop the cat.
We hate it. Then we got Cat. Oh, Cat soft. He's soft.
I think
he's
still soft.
It don't matter.
But hey, he played a phenomenal game that last
if you saw
game.
If it can average 25 and 10, I mean, come on, man. We worried about stuff that don't matter.
He played a phenomenal game that last game. And when he did his presser, he had his regular voice
on.
He put the deep voice on. He wasn't
yo,
with
he
the,
is so hey! He is so confusing, yo.
When he starts, I said, all right, Cat.
But
I hear you.
We have to let him live within his truth.
The
man.
Big bodega.
That nickname is kind of ill, man. Nickname is kind of ill. He can have a whole t-shirt hoodie line with that.
The big bodega.
But you got to go on that court and don't be soft.
Yeah.
A bodega not soft.
Nah, man. The cat is tough in the bodega, son.
The hood come through the bodega, man. Yeah. They got the rats the size of your foot.
Cat laying on the bread.
Yeah. Bodegas is slinging them chopped cheeses.
Yeah. So how do you feel, bro? You a Knicks fan. Long as I've known you, you've been a Knicks fan. You've been orange and blue skies for
orange
the longest.
And blue sky.
How you feel? Because, you know, we had quite a few years of lackluster moments. Since we've been together, since we've been rocking and we've known each other, it's been some years. Now y'all picked up a phenomenal point guard that no one expected to do what he's doing. They made the changes, made the team into his college team, even though they got rid of one of his closest homeboys. But it made sense. It was like, yo, we don't want to get rid of you, but it just makes sense. And I love that commercial that they do. When they walk in separate locker rooms and they throw that shit is fire.
That shit tough.
That
man.
Shit is fire.
Whose idea was that?
I don't know who idea with the
but God, that was hard.
That's probably
bro.
The most fire commercial I've
Whoa.
Seen in a long time.
And they all yo, son.
And all of them that. So to still show love to their man.
Yo, he still might become a Knick again.
Might, and might be in the fucking finals. You know what I mean?
It's a good storyline.
Against his homies and team.
Well, OKC ain't a bad storyline either because Hardenstein came from the Knicks.
That's another one. Y'all forgot about Hardenstein.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't had the money to pay
him. You know, it's funny. I told my wife he was black. She looked at me. She's like, Sean, he's not black.
He's black. His father is darker.
I was like, that's why I told her. I said, his father is dark as me, if not darker.
Yeah, he's darker than you.
She was like, God.
And when you listen to him talk, it's like, oh.
Oh, yo, you hear it in his voice.
Yeah. But as far as being a Knicks fan, man, I don't really feel no different. It's great to see them still playing.
Right.
But I love the way they did it.
Stop it, bro. You feel different.
No, I don't. I always talk this New York Knicks shit. It's just that now you can listen to me say it.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Before you know what I mean? Had to that's like a fat girl that thinks she cute. After she lose weight, you listen to her now. You know what I'm saying?
No disrespect to the big girls. A lot of y'all are cute.
Big girls are fine. But when you get to the point where you're fat, fat and big is different. Big can be sexy. Fat is not sexy. Not at all. Like, you got ugly and you got not attractive. I can't have an ugly friend. I can have a friend that's not attractive. Like, you're just slightly below the radar. You know what I mean? Ugly, you're just the bottom of a boot. But nah, nah, from the Knicks, oh man, have fun once in a while, people. God damn.
You're right about that.
The Knicks, the way they did it, because first of all, you start with Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
Which is like, oh my God, that's going to be the franchise?
Right.
And then you picked up piece by piece. The Knicks, the problem with New York, they always want to chase free agents. We've been doing that shit forever. It doesn't work.
And I'm glad it didn't do it this time.
Me and my brother got a discussion of it because the year isn't even over.
Even though Brunson was a free agent.
This is what I'm saying. The year isn't even over, but it wasn't a star chase.
Right. There we go.
The year isn't even over, and everybody's talking about, oh, Giannis is going to be a Knick.
I hate that.
Bro, we have a chance to win the finals. Let's just say go to the finals. That right. means you have opportunity to win. And you're already talking about getting rid of people to bring Giannis.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That doesn't guarantee to make you a better team.
Nah.
Giannis doesn't play off ball. If he comes to the Knicks, you're going to have to get rid of Cat. Because that's the highest salary, right?
Yep.
And I'm not saying Cat is untouchable, but if you give up Cat, now who plays center?
Right. Because Giannis ain't going to play center.
You're going to have Giannis play center? You really think you're going to convince him to play center?
Does Cat really play center?
Cat plays center. That's the only center we got. Except Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson don't play more than 20 minutes a game.
Right.
Because he's an offensive liability.
I do. But like the 20 minutes the he plays. Together. I like when they on the floor.
Because
together.
The 20 minutes Mitchell Robinson plays, he actually defends two people at a time.
And it lets Cat go to the four. It moves Cat to the four where he can stretch it and shoot that three that actually goes in and looks great.
But he hasn't been shooting the three, though.
A little bit. When him and Mitchell Robinson in together.
He made two threes the whole last series. Two. The whole series. He made two.
Two.
He made two. Shot like six. You're speaking on what he was doing in the regular season when he was looking like an old NBA player. He ain't been doing that. Ain't nobody stopping him from shooting the three. He just ain't been doing it. And when he makes it, it looks good because he shoots from 30 feet. And it's like, oh, shit, Cat. Yeah. Yo, Shane, you ain't doing what you need to be doing, bro, at all. You're a big man. Somebody go on you 6'4". Get the pass. Don't bring it down. Just try and shoot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it feels good, but I ain't tripping. You know, more people that know me don't like it. Then the strength of me liking it. Because people don't want the Knicks to win. The media does because it's good for TV.
Right.
Good for any major market. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
It's not that we don't want the Knicks to win. It's the
I wasn't even putting you in that pot. But
it's the fact of.
Knicks fans are no different than every other team.
We don't want to hear you talk, son.
I don't talk shit about my Knicks. I've been saying orange and blue skies even when they was ass. Knick colors, Mets colors, same thing. That's what I grew up around.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You always talk about you love the Pistons. They was ass. They had a good year this year. I mean.
Yeah, I'm always love my team.
When your team wins, it's not as much to bother people.
Right.
But niggas don't really want to see the Knicks win.
Nah, I disagree. I think people want to see the Knicks. I want to see the Knicks
win. In the closet?
I want to see the Knicks win. I definitely want to see the Knicks do well. I love this Pacers matchup. I told you off mic. I just love how the narrative and like being as it's two old NBA teams. These are teams that have been in the NBA for a very long time, and they had their battles in the old days. The John Starks and Patrick Ewing versus the Reggie Miller and Mark Jackson days. Like, yo, just seeing just those colors. If they can bring back, if I was the NBA, I'd hit them niggas with the retro jerseys. Y'all put these retros on. You know, well, the pace of pinstripes
fire. I can see him doing that.
That should be crazy.
But I think every team in the playoffs needs to do what the Knicks do at home. As far as having all the old players in the one section.
Yes.
People knock the Knicks for doing that.
Nah, that's fine.
Oh, they act like they won a championship. I said, no, they not. Why they can't respect the franchise? Think about
I love
the Pistons.
Mello,
think about if the Pistons John would bring Starks back some of the older players.
That'd be fire, bro.
You know what I mean?
We did that. We honored them.
I'm talking about do it at home games, period. That's the culture.
All the time? Yes.
That should be the culture.
It should be the culture.
Why not?
It should be.
Why these old niggas ain't doing shit?
Yeah.
They'd be glad to come out there. Hell, put Grant Hill out there.
He'd be heavy. But
Isaiah Thomas out there.
He's been commentating a lot of the games.
He doesn't commentate all the games. Nah, just get him out there sometimes. Bring Isaiah. Isaiah works NBA TV, but he'll come to some games. And now that they're winning, I'm sure he would.
Yep.
That to me is like, you know, the 13th man on the roster.
I'm a big Zeke fan. Isaiah's my favorite point guard all the time. Next to Magic, favorite point guard all the time. Isaiah's a fucking hater. And it gets a little too overwhelming sometimes
on,
how
man.
Much he be hating.
Come on, man.
Like that's my only issue with Isaiah. I love Isaiah Thomas. And I'm talking about the real Isaiah Thomas, not the Celtics Isaiah Thomas.
I got beef with Isaiah
but
Thomas.
But he's a fucking
I got beef with him, though.
But I love him. Favorite point guard.
Well,
I love Floyd Generals.
I got beef with him.
I got his jersey.
I'm always have beef with Isaiah Thomas, yo.
Why?
He messed up the Knicks, B. When he came to the Knicks, he killed the team.
Yeah, he killed y'all.
He signed a bunch of bumps.
He did. Yeah.
And then left like he didn't do nothing. Hey, man, Phil Jackson. Bumps.
Yep, he did.
Bumps.
He did. But he helped Toronto.
But, hey, watch the storyline.
Toronto is where they were.
Watch the storyline. The NBA.
It's going to be fire.
The NBA should be happy this year.
I hope OKC.
This
has
been the best playoffs I've seen.
Tonight, you know, the time that we're recording, we don't know exactly what OKC versus Nuggets has done. So, by the time.
Nuggets are done.
By the time we air this, they'll already figure out. Because I see Aaron Gordon is out. Like, he's going to be out for a month. Yeah.
A month or two, yeah. They're done.
Yeah.
But Michael Porter Jr. is trash. And I used to like Michael Porter Jr. I don't know why he's playing so bad.
He's been playing bad for a while.
Bro, you 6'11 and average like 2 rebounds a game. And I get mad at Zion Williamson all the time. I get mad at Julius Randle this year because in the playoffs he's averaging 5 rebounds a game. But Michael Porter Jr. is probably averaging about 2 or 3. I'm positive. To be that tall and have games with 0 rebounds, it's crazy.
He's going to crash the board, man.
And, son.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And you hanging behind a three-point line but ain't making no threes.
I think Zion will probably get more rebounds, especially offensive rebounds, than any of them niggas do. Niggas don't crash the boards no more.
He still won't average no more than 6 rebounds a game. And I never understood that.
That nigga's shorter than me.
He's Barkley height. Barkley never averaged 5 or 6 rebounds.
Oh, that's different.
He got a way higher motor than Barkley and a crazier vertical.
Them different eras, man. They probably telling that boy, we don't need you doing all that jumping. Save your knees. And they about to trade his ass too.
Bruh, save your knees.
They try to trade him too.
How about stay away from the buffet?
No, stay away from them bitches. That's what he needs.
Man, you ain't stopping him from clapping cheeks, man. Come on, cut it out, man.
That joker there is clapping all the birds. He's keeping the bird box going.
He's young. They need to bring the vets back to the league, man.
Yeah, that's dead too.
Guidance, man. Players need guidance.
They do.
The Knicks winning right now because of P.J. Tucker, man.
Said something one game. He just got there.
Yo.
He said something to the team one game.
No, he didn't. P.J. Tucker talks shit all the time. They probably hate that nigga talking. So I'm going to go ahead and play defense so I ain't got to hear him talking.
He called them niggas out one time.
He calls them out all the time. They've been talking about it, man. That's his job. He the assistant coach, man. Watch him during the game. I've never seen a person on the bench so engaged since ML Carr with the Boston Celtics when I was a kid, which I thought was crazy. He yelled the whole game, waved the towels. He's yelling at the teammates. He's yelling at the other team. That's P.J. Tucker, man.
And he already got a ring.
Man, P.J. ain't tripping about playing, man.
Nah, not right now. He about to go ahead and finish up.
Man, P.J. mad if you put him in the game. He got all chubby and shit.
He did get chubby, son. Raleigh's on.
Man, great
Tucker,
career.
Man.
He had a great career.
Very great career. Raleigh's on, man.
Yeah.
Fuck with P.J. P.J. Tucker.
Did a great job, young man.
Yeah, shit. To me, this is the best way to end your career. Be on a team that could possibly win.
Like I said.
And you can be a vocal
playoff
leader from
teams
the bench.
They need a veteran. I'm glad the Knicks got one. Every team's got at least one.
Yeah.
Young boys sometimes need to hear that. And a lot of young guys desire direction. You know what I mean?
And it's good when a vet is, you know, kind of saucy. Like, the nigga wasn't no chump.
Well, it's hard to.
Was kind of, and then he freshy out. You know what I mean? Because these kids respect how fly you is in the streets as well, and he fly in the streets.
It's kind of hard to communicate guidance when you a sucker, yo.
Right. That's so.
You know what I'm saying? It's like finding out your brother's a chump.
You like,
oh man, my big brother a sucker. Come on, B. FML. You know what I mean? Like growing up, man. Like, you know, my older brother. You know, he was way far older than me. My middle brother, 7 years older than me. Mm-hmm. Like that was my hero. See? You know what I'm saying? If I'd have found out my brother was a sucker, I'd have been crushed, B.
See?
Yes. Like, damn, my brother, I thought my brother was, that's my hero right there, man.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm with you.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So,
as the older brother,
yeah,
and my brothers both looked up to me, and even though we fighting, fuss, and argue, if I say, hey, bro, we got the niggas, fall, everybody fall in line. Everybody go, all right, yo, Sean said we got to do this. Let's get it done.
Yeah, that's dope, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect to the
me,
veterans.
I'll say this: me and my brother was together yesterday. We looking at buying some property in another area, right? So we went to go look at the property. You know, I flew my drone around the property to kind of get a scope. We walked on the land, just kind of walked around it and everything. And it was dope because it's me and my brother. You know what I'm saying? Me and my brother, we doing something together where it's like, y'all, okay, this makes sense. You
know I don't see doing that with my brothers, B.
You might.
Nah. I can see me and my niece doing it before I do it with my brothers.
I get it.
Because we've already talked about doing some things down the road.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that as an insult. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on your dynamics, man.
No, because everybody's so far away.
Right, right. Yeah, everybody is far for you.
But everybody's far away mentally.
Yeah, I get it there,
more so than location. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times in life, and I think I was guilty of it, you get so caught up in your own bullshit that you don't even see the blessings in front of you.
That happens.
And the power was in front of you. And then my parents getting older, you know, things just started looking different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You start putting more attention to things that matter and caring less about things that don't.
I agree there.
Because when you're far away from what matters, you ain't thinking about nothing. You going to work, you coming home, you drink a beer, you watch the game.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your mind is on cruise control. And, you know, that can be dangerous sometimes.
It definitely can. So, it definitely can. You know. So what do you think about the NFL? The NFL schedules are out now.
I think it's dope that the Cowboys play the Eagles.
I do too.
That first game.
Me too.
Even if the Eagles pack them up, it ain't going to matter. The ratings for the game is going to be crazy. It's the illusion of a rivalry that's good for ratings.
Yep.
And I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? Fly, Eagles, fly. I got traded last year.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
I got traded last year. You can't veto the trade. It's already been finalized. I already signed a deal. It's a 1-year deal. We're going to see how well I do this season.
Yo,
me and Jalen Hurts talked about it. It's all good.
Yo, me and Young Trey got to have a conversation, man.
I already told him it's a 1-year deal. You know what I mean? I don't need a lot of touches. I just need to be out there.
Yo, I say this.
Fly, Eagles, fly, baby.
We got to figure out a game to go to. NFL and NBA.
We've been saying that for 5 years.
We have been. We got to do it this year. We got to do it.
And I'm not blaming you.
No, it's all of us.
I'm a part of the problem.
We definitely are.
As I say, you get so busy with your own life.
Yep.
You don't pay attention to blessings in front of you.
Yep.
I said that.
Bro.
All encompassing, as you like to say.
I'll say this. I realized we've been fucking up when my little brother called me and said, yo, bro, I'm at the Sixers versus somebody game. It was somebody. He drove all the way to fucking Philly.
But you know the problem I have, like, with that.
I can do this. Why are we not doing
this? The problem, me and Ski went to a game one time, and I told you, it was years ago now.
Right.
Right? And we came back the same night. Mm-hmm. I got some cheap tickets off of Vivid, I think.
Right.
No, I just say that to say, the best way I could put it, yo, it ain't like we can't go.
It's not like we can't go.
You know what I'm saying? Yo,
it's not like we can't.
It ain't like we got to borrow money to get tickets.
Nope, not at all.
We can go to a Charlotte game and actually come back the same night.
We could. We really could.
Me and Ski went to D.C. and came back.
See?
After a Knick game. We planned on getting a room, man. I looked at him. I said, man, I ain't even tired. Neither one of us drink.
Right.
You know what I mean? We ain't running the streets with no hoes. We like, fuck it, let's go back. We riding, listening to music.
Yep.
You know, and me and him listening to music together is always dope anyway. So we came back. Good game. You know, it was Knicks and the Wizards.
See?
But yeah, Charlotte's the same distance to D.C. just same about.
Yeah, just
little
about.
A little bit
more. I think D.C., what, 3 hours?
No, D.C. ends up being 4.
Okay. Charlotte's only 2.
Yeah, it's just, it feels the same. It feels the fucking same.
Because that long-ass one-road drive.
Yeah, but see, going to D.C. is straight. The only problem you might have is Woodrow Wilson Bridge, depending on what time you're going.
Yep.
But I say it every year with my son.
Yeah.
With the one game with him to see Orlando. It was actually a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And just got to do better with certain shit like that.
My sons both was like, Dad, we got to make it to an NBA
Big
game.
Three, man.
And we definitely got to do
you sleeping on
game.
Big Three?
I am. I'm sleeping
me
on
Big Three. Me and Ski went to the Big Three, son. Let me tell
but
you
they
something.
They haven't been back in the area since that one time.
I don't think they played in Charlotte the whole season. You're right.
Yo, they ain't been back since that one year. That
what
one
you mean
year
in the area. We all drive.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Philly.
Yeah.
D.C.
Hey, we go to Philly, bro. We staying tonight. I ain't driving back.
I'm not driving 6 hours back.
Nah. Hell no. Hell no.
You know what I mean?
Now, you're right, bro. I had a plan this year, and I got caught up. I was going to take the wife and kids quick overnight trip, one day trip, and go catch the Pistons play in Detroit.
Okay.
We was going to fly to Detroit, come back. And then that's when all the plane shit was fucking up. And I was like, I don't know about that right now. But I'm definitely going to do that the new season come up. I'm definitely going to take them to a Detroit Pistons game. But I want to take them to a game in Detroit. You know what I mean? Great seats, this, that, and the third.
Well, I hope their tickets don't get like Madison Square Garden.
They probably will, bro. No, not right now. If our season start off strong, yes.
Bro, I ain't got rent money for no tickets.
No, I'm not doing that. Yo, Madison Square, they were charging what? I think the cheapest ticket
you know was though was hard.
$800. And that's the no.
But you know what's hard, though, in New York. I don't know about other cities, so I'm not acting like New York created this. The watch parties in New York be so lit, say.
Oh, yeah, the outdoor watch parties.
We can mess around and fly to New York and do the outdoor watch party and be like, fuck the guard.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yo, I never paid attention to these watch party things.
I want to go to Vegas, though, to that one that bar that they got where it looked like you on the field. When they got the big screen and you're sitting and it looked like you're on the field.
Know nothing about what you're talking about.
I think I sent it to you before, too. That is highly possible. Bro, that shit looks so tough. Dog, you
never
so
been to
close,
Vegas.
You next to the referee. You like the referee is standing there. You looking like you in a skybox, but on the field. That shit look crazy.
But know what I would say about an outdoor watch party? I think, like, let's say you got your wife with you.
Right.
I think an outdoor watch party might be more lit than going in the garden.
Yeah, because you can eat, drink. I mean, you can eat, drink.
Nah, you got a female with you. The watch party. You at least chilling. You outside, you chilling. You can walk around.
Yep.
You're in the garden. You sitting down. Yep. Tired of sitting.
You're right.
Battery going dead on the iPhone.
Definitely going dead.
This game ain't over yet. How many minutes left? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then I'm gonna be mad.
I don't hear that shit.
So I love my wife. She'll sit through a whole game with me. One of her first big gifts to me was Detroit versus Charlotte.
That game sucked.
Right.
And, it don't matter. It's still a good game.
And that was when AI was playing for Detroit, that little hot minute.
I hate the way his career ended.
Bro, she took me all the way to Charlotte. We went all the way to Charlotte. Well, I drove. We went all the way to Charlotte. And then, she set it up where we did the tour. So we got the tour to Charlotte Stadium.
Okay.
To watch the players warm up. I got to dap up AI. And then we walked around, and then when it was time for the game, our seats were so close. You know what I mean? I was in Fat Joe called, I was in the Joe Button seats. So I was
because they cheap.
Right. They were
not cheap, but.
Nah, the bitch was cheap. My wife cheap as hell.
I tried to throw it out there.
Hey, I love my lady, but she cheap as hell. She going to pitch a pitch.
That's just frugal.
She frugal. There she goes. So she paid a little bit. She paid a good bit for the brother, but at the same time, it wasn't like. If that shit would have been I'm going to keep it a band with my wife. If that shit would have been $1,000, she wouldn't have bought those tickets.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's but that's to our advantage
yes.
when you're talking about the Charlotte Hornets.
Yes, because they so trash, you can get them tickets. And they've been trash for so long.
Couple hundred dollar tickets, you damn near on the court. Couple hundred dollars in Madison Square Garden, my nigga. You might as well have went to the outside watch party, bro.
Yeah.
For real. And I ain't mad at the outside watch party. I got to talk to my son about that. Now he's thinking about it. Go down there, outdoor watch party.
That would be fire.
Eat some good food. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I love to take my boys. I definitely take Sean.
That's actually a safer route.
More steel than
Dave. But it's a safer route, especially when you got like multiple people and you the one paying.
And he want to go to New York too.
Yeah, but if I'm the one paying, I might be like, you know what I'm saying?
Let's
do this outside watch party.
Right.
Still lit, and that's an experience everybody can't speak on.
Nah.
Now, when you're not winning, it's not the same. But now that they're winning, think about it right now. If you can go to outdoor watch party for like game one.
That'd be fire.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Especially if it's during the day. Then you got the rest of the day to you. Because, you know, some of them games on a good Saturday be like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a
Knicks
fire
fan,
day.
Knicks Fan TV be hosting watch parties around the city. I want to catch one of them because I'm tired of them talking about how lit this shit is.
Yeah, we might have to do something.
I mean, nigga, how lit is this, man? I want to see the footage.
We might have to do that, bro. That'd be fire.
But let me say this, though. People need to relax. Talking trash about the fans having fun.
Nah, that's corny.
Now, I did say as long as nobody gets hurt, it's fine. Then I found out 5 people died. That's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know exactly what happened, but I know Bones Malone had posted it. And I know he's in tune with what's going on, so I know it ain't no rumor or whatever.
Well, they fighting or some shit? Or somebody trying to rob somebody?
I didn't have a chance to look into it. They could have got trampled.
Got packed out, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know somebody was wearing some crazy jersey, and they was throwing shit at him. And it was borderline funny, but in reality, it's not, because somebody could got hurt. Like, yeah. they was ready to pack nigga up for wearing the wrong jersey.
But you see in that shit happened at Boston, where a New York Knicks fan was out running around. He had a Knicks jersey on, and they beat the brakes off of him out there.
Well, I get it. You a fan, but don't be stupid, bro.
Right.
I'm not going to a Piston game wearing my Knicks joint. I'm going to still wear my orange and blue, though, but that's right. The color of my bread. I'm
right.
good.
Right.
But I ain't going to put Nick on it. You know what I'm saying? I got a little bit of Nick stuff. I ain't got a lot.
It's just still a hood. Like, we ain't being stupid.
Yeah. Like, I don't wear a lot of Nick stuff anyway. I'm not a big paraphernalia person, but I got some joints. But
I ain't got no, I ain't, for my brand, I ain't making no orange and blue, nothing.
You just hating. But that's not your brand. That's my style. You ain't got to have my style.
I ain't even wearing that shit. When this nigga ready to shoot this music video, I don't want
to. Oh, it's going to be end of this month, too, on like a Thursday from like 7 to 9.
Nothing
like
that.
I'm going to book the place. You know what I mean? Hey, orange and blue, black and orange, them all Nick colors, baby. I don't even know why you hating the process, man.
Let's get into some other topics, man.
Yeah, I know. Nick hater. It's cool.
All right, yo. What could be affecting you right now? From accomplishing a goal you have right now, what could be affecting you?
Myself?
Yeah, man.
Ain't no way stopping me from doing
shit. I'm in that same boat right now, too.
It's all myself. You know what I'm saying? It's all myself. And I preach to people all the time about getting out of your own way.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't say it because it's easy.
Yeah, it ain't easy.
It's complicated. Like with you married, you got kids, you know, then you get caught up in a lot of that shit. And with myself, I honestly think the responsibility I have with my parents now, I just honestly think that's part of a test. And I also think that's almost part of a mini camp.
Right.
To, you know, build me up for the big game.
Right.
To things I'm going into. Because, and like we said on the first podcast we came back,
mm-hmm.
We prepared for this shit, man.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah,
but we overthink it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't happen overnight. Like when you start a new venture, it might take a while. Like we on episode, 144?
Yep, 144.
Yeah, and you know, there's still growth.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? And you go back and listen to episode one when it was three of us. You listen to it now.
Yeah.
It's a whole different dynamic.
It's a whole different dynamic.
Yeah, sound is better. Now we're doing video.
Yeah.
You know, it flows a little bit smoother.
It does.
You know, we can finish each other's sentences sometimes. You know, you always predict wrong when you think I'm going to say something.
Yeah, like I did off camera. We don't do that on camera as much no more.
Which is hilarious because this dude, this is off topic.
Yeah.
But he swears he knows what I'm going to say.
Should be on that bullshit.
And I'm not
going to
say he's always wrong because that would be a lie. But more often than not, he's wrong.
And
hold up, when he's wrong, this is how I know he's wrong. Because he be getting mad because he think I'm going to say certain stuff. That's why he laughing. And yo, it makes me wonder, what did I present myself as when we first started doing this part? Because he'd be so off topic with what I'm getting ready to say. I'm like, did I really act like that for him to think I think this way? Because I'm thinking, I always try to think, what did I contribute to a situation?
Yeah, I don't do that shit.
Because I'm like, yeah, because you want some bullshit.
I don't do that shit.
Because you don't like to get to the grass root of problems.
Nah.
I'm a root cause analysis master.
Hey, man, that's what you got the degrees in. I don't do that shit.
Okay, give it a reason. Okay. Well, that's why you code and do websites. Ooh, I don't like that stuff. That ain't what I do. That's not my bag. Yo, this dude is so trash, man. Yo, my God, yin and the yang, our couple type of business, man.
That's, I think that's what it's supposed to be, man.
Yeah, it is.
We don't,
man,
do
it's
that
all
on
fun.
Camera. We don't do that on camera as much as anymore. We're a little bit better on camera. We was doing that shit at one time. We were doing that shit almost every fucking episode.
Yo, because you think you can predict the future. I know what you're going to say. No, you don't.
I'm a fucking genie, nigga.
Nah. You and there's a couple other people on social media always swear I'm hating when I say something. I'm like, yo.
Because you got a hater tone sometimes. Sometimes your tone, you're not a hater. That's one thing you are not. You're not a hater at all. It's just more fun and jokes for me. I can say for me.
If I have a hater tone.
But sometimes you have a small hater tone.
If I have a hater tone, it's because.
When you type something, I hear it in your voice.
Because I'm trying to spark dialogue.
Okay. I do that too.
I want to know what other people feel about a topic.
I'm a troll.
If I post so-and-so had 20 points and 15 rebounds,
right,
then somebody's in the comments, oh, and they lost the game. Ha, ha, ha. Okay.
Yeah.
But they had a great game and they lost. Okay.
Yep.
These highlights is ill. Kay Cunningham. I posted some of Kay Cunningham because he was playing great. And your brother.
Yeah.
Talk about how you promoting the enemy. I'm like, he's not no enemy. He's not an enemy. He's a great player. He's a Hall of Fame talent. I enjoy the game of basketball.
Sheldon, you full of shit. Because then you will call me, bro. Kay Cunningham is so great, bro. He'll call and talk so highly of Kay Cunningham. And then he'll say shit. I saw that post. And I just kept it moving. I was like, I'm not fucking with
that. But the stats were crazy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because some people will say to me,
I don't like how he played down the stretch.
Well, he's young, man.
But
playing against Jalen Brunson in the fourth quarter is tough, bro. Let's keep it a band.
And he did a great job, but he had moments where it was like,
not in the fourth quarter.
That decision making was bad.
Not in the fourth
bro.
Quarter.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was just with a lot of players, and me and my son was talking about this, a lot of players now, the biggest issue with them is conditioning.
Yeah.
Because you're watching the fourth quarter, mad people are just out of breath.
Done.
Gas.
Especially when the game intensifies.
That's how Brunson kills everybody. I don't think this guy gets tired.
And that comes from his dad, man. Came from his dad. But I agree.
Shout out to the fathers, man. Shout out to the fathers.
Even for myself, I think I'm definitely in my own way, man. Right now, I'm having a scrolling issue and a non-focusing issue. I'm always scrolling on this damn phone. I threw my phone down last night. I was up late. You text me at 1 something. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't even know what time it was. Like, I was asleep the whole day. I think that was the day I slept the whole day, and I woke up like, oh, shit, I missed the whole day.
It be like that.
Nah, because... Not because
you
off, but
you got a lot going on. Though.
When I get off Saturday mornings,
right.
Usually I ain't had no sleep in a couple of days because I was just with my mother.
Right.
And then I have to be at work Friday night earlier.
Right.
So just like a lot of sleep in the time. So when I get off Saturday morning, sometimes I just crash out.
Bro, I can see that. But when you text me, I was in here and I was doing stuff. I was rearranging some stuff and I got some new stuff coming in that I got to work on. And then... But I was in here on my phone, nigga, just scrolling. I had just threw my phone.
Scrolling is like junk food, man.
Bro, that shit is crazy, son.
It's like junk food.
You know what I mean?
Junk food.
Like, I cut the TV on for a reason in here to watch something, but I'm on my phone doing this right here.
Yeah.
And before you know it, 40 minutes done went by. And I'm like, God damn it, bro. I still got mad stuff to do. I had to throw the phone. I'm vacuuming. I got the vacuum over. I'm cleaning up in here. You know, disinfecting the space and stuff like that. I always disinfect the space because I do multiple different stuff in here. So I'm disinfecting the space and getting things set up. And I'm like, God damn, bro, I got to stop scrolling.
At one time, I had to give myself a schedule because when I was working in pharmaceuticals, I did a lot of my study when I was at work, when I had downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come home and I would set a block of time to read.
Right.
And it might be an hour or two. And then by the time I'm done with my block of time and eating and hitting the gym, I don't have no more time.
Right.
And then when I go to bed, I try to sit my phone down.
Yeah, I always do that. Yeah.
And I say to myself, I'm not touching it until I wake up.
In the morning. Yep.
Does it work all the time? No. But I'm way better at it than I used to be because I done found myself before trying to go to bed early. And by the time I scroll and then I find some good stuff.
Right.
I don't waste you two hours.
Yeah.
Then I wake up the next day. I'm tired as hell. Fucking with that damn phone.
Another thing I've been stopping myself from doing, jumping on social media as soon as I get up in the morning.
Oh, you be doing that?
I was for a little minute.
It happens.
And I stopped myself from doing that shit. You know, I say my prayer. You know what I'm saying? And I'm always the first one up. I'm always the first one up. So I try to meditate real quick. I ain't even been on top of that as much as I used to do it. You know what I'm saying? I just got to get back into a creative routine. I think I found myself being hella complacent because I'm always at home. I gotta get myself outside.
You gotta go outside, man. But one social media feature I do like is the fact that you can schedule posts on Facebook and Instagram. Because when I'm at work and I get downtime, I'll just schedule a post.
Yeah, yeah, I do that all the time.
Because the worst thing to do when you're home during a work week is trying to do a goddamn post, bro.
Yeah, nah.
I swear it is.
It's the worst shit ever. So.
You know what I mean? Just it's to the point of where you're like, I ain't even doing no caption, yo.
Yeah, I love
the Black Male Podcast. This is us.
Yo,
I'm tired, but I want to post this one.
Bro, I'm to a point now where it's like, nah, I got that little clip thing. I'm clipping everything now, son.
Nah, you didn't like clips.
I got a bunch of clips. Yeah, I'm
know what I like, though?
The rest of the week.
I got the joint, right?
Uh-huh.
But if both of us do it, we don't have the same clips.
Nope, we don't.
I like that.
Yeah,
we don't. So we can't step on each other's toes.
Right, right.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm about to pull some clips today. Yeah, I went and paid for it. I went and paid for it, bro.
I paid for it off the top. It went but a little bit. I was like, fuck it, y'all.
I said we got a bunch of shit going on in unison.
Yep. Now, the interactions on TikTok are way different.
They are.
Because one of the posts, I mean, the comments was like 40, 50. So, I mean, niggas was coming.
But
the algorithms are better over there.
I posted something on TikTok, too, when the numbers went up on that. I said, God damn, I wasn't expecting that.
I was reading on something.
And then my YouTube Shorts. Dog, YouTube Shorts is like literally... Shorts is
good too.
I'm like, wow.
I haven't been using it though. I need to start using that. But I was reading something about hashtags.
Yeah.
And I just tried it and stuck with it. I don't use them no more.
Yeah, I saw when someone said, you know, stop using them.
No, basically, I saw it three different times. One person was like, if your caption details was in it, that's all you're going to need. Right. For whatever changes was done, I don't use hashtags.
I only use hashtags based on the network. I'll do hashtag GW, you know, God What You Need Network. And that's for me when I'm...
I mean, that's not really the same.
Right. That's for me to... So if you go on Google and you type that hashtag, it pulls up everywhere that it's been shared, everything that has been, you know, how your post is doing. I'm able to pull that. Or I can throw... I have another...
But the way it's popping now, it'll come up without the hashtag now, though.
Yeah, it does. But you get a better review if you throw in... For me, for reporting purposes.
Oh, okay, I got
for
you.
For reporting purposes, having the hashtag, just at least the network hashtag for
me. Well, if you hashtagging, like if I just hashtag Trey.Music, if it's music.
Right.
Or I hashtag the Black Male Pod. I don't consider them hashtags.
Right. Okay. I get it.
That's more of an identity tag.
Yeah, that's what
now, I might do that.
Yeah.
If I do it.
Yeah.
That's an identity tag.
Yeah, I do the same
thing. I mean, that's just in my mind.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's just an identity tag. That's what it is. Some people might look you up and it'll just
for analytics purposes, that helps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
For me, I know for reporting.
I just stopped using it because I was curious.
Yeah, numbers were working. Right.
Numbers actually, numbers went way up.
Yeah. I don't do it as much.
And the interactions was crazy. Like, people that I know weren't familiar with the podcast that was coming through. Mm-hmm. And the follows went up on the TikTok. And with clips, I focus on TikTok a little bit more with the clips because the algorithms are better.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Facebook is just a chosen people that already follow.
As people that in your group.
Keep going. Yeah, TikTok. You meet a lot of
different
people.
I don't care about Facebook. That's why I post on the network page. I don't care about my personal
I mean, Facebook page. Is like that good friend that been your friend since eighth grade.
Right. It's been around way too long.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just stay cool with them because they cool.
But that shit could go.
It can. Really, it can. All
right, yo, next one. Does love maintain a marriage or does marriage maintain love?
You the married person?
I mean, you once was.
Yeah, fuck that all up.
Did you fuck it up or? I mean, you express it. I say this.
I didn't, but go ahead.
I say marriage can maintain love. And I don't say love can maintain marriage. We, you know what I'm saying? My wife and I, we've been married now for 12 years. So 12 years, it's been 12 years in March. We've been together for 16 years in total. That's a lot of time.
Yeah, it's good space.
So it's time that you can fall fall within your marriage, in your relationship where you like, yo, I love this person, but I don't really like this person at this moment.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the time that you have together will showcase like, yo, for me, this is why I feel will showcase, yo, this is why I love this person so much. And this is why this person is maybe it's things my wife would do where I'll be like, it kinda reassures me why this person is meant to be in my life. because she does certain things that compliment me and compliment me so well. And she is definitely my yin, you know what I'm saying, to my yang, where it's areas where I know I fall short in, she pick up. And it's areas where I know she falls short in, I pick up. We had a moment the other day where we didn't physically really talk to each other for 2 days, but we talked to each other, if you get what I'm saying, where we never left this house without saying, I love you, give me a kiss. We never went to bed without doing the same. We interact with the boys the same that we normally do. We just didn't do our little stuff where I will rub on her ass or we'll snuggle up around each other or do all that talking that we normally do because we were mad at each other. We had a big argument. We needed to give each other some space, but we still had to maintain the home. So that's the marriage part. The marriage, we had to keep maintaining the home, maintaining the process. A lot of people will just stop doing everything, and then the kids start being affected, and they start noticing.
That's necessary for survival.
Right. We kept the marriage maintained. Our love, our marriage maintained, which realized that we realized within that time that we love each other and that we got to get over whatever we get, whatever the issue is, have this conversation and get back to what we are. That's my best friend, dog. We talk about everything, no matter what it is. So when we don't talk to each other, that shit is like punishment. That's punishment.
It is self-inflicted.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So and the great thing is with us, it's punishment for both of us. So it's punishment for her because she's used to coming downstairs when she have a work day or something going on. She got to tell me. I'm used to being able, hey, babe, this is what's going on. Woo, 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 woo. So we had 2 days of not doing that shit.
But the scary thing with punishment is when you become numb to it.
To it, right.
I got
it can't be problem. Frequent. It can't be a frequent situation.
I'm like numb to pain. That ain't good.
No, that ain't good at all.
You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to get to that point. And when you get to that point, it's kind of hard to get over the
point. My thing is, are you numb to pain because you let yourself become numb to it or because it happens so much you're like, yo, I'm used to your bullshit?
Not in particular numb to pain in terms of a person. Right. Just life in general.
I mean, life is hard.
You know what I'm saying? You just get numb to pain. If things don't work out the way they're supposed to work out, it's like that pain ain't really hurting you. Sometimes it is, but you don't really feel it. It's hurting you internally. It could be hurting you within your spirit.
Right.
Sometimes you don't feel it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're used to dealing with shit and having to overcome it, or used to things not going the way you wanted to go and having to restructure. You know, right. Once you become numb to pain, I'm not saying be in a corner crying or nothing.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But pain needs to be acknowledged and worked through. You know what I'm saying? When you numb to something, you don't work through it. If you stump your toe and it don't hurt, you ain't going to move that.
Right.
I mean, if that shit hurt, you moving that motherfucker.
Right.
That shit ain't going to happen no more. Well, if you numb to it, it's almost like, you know, I'll get around this. I'll get through it. I'm good. But you're not conquering the problem. You're not finding the root cause of the problem and dealing with it. Maybe the root cause isn't you. But it still, you know, deserves a conversation if it's part of your dynamic. But being numb to situations, it's just not really a good thing. You know what I'm saying? It can be okay if you handle it. You still have to handle it.
You still got
to
handle it.
But if you numb to it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates. So you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
And you just stray from it. You know, it can become a problem. You know, it's a possibility of a problem. And that's a self-inflicted issue.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's definitely self-inflicted.
It's a self-inflicted issue.
It's definitely self-inflicted.
Most definitely. Yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. No, I mean, we've all been there. We as a people, we can self-sabotage. You could definitely be in your own way or don't address things that may have bother you, and we just kind of let it flow under. Like, a lot of men do that. We know that what you're doing is bothering the fuck out of me, But at the same time, I'm a man. I'm going to let that shit roll off my shoulders.
That's the
I'm
problem.
Keep it moving. And that's a problem. The problem. That is a fucking issue.
Now you have a dynamic where a woman feels like she's never done anything wrong.
Right.
And every little thing you do to upset her is a fight.
Right.
And now you're pissed because it's like, I take all of this shit from you for years.
Right.
I put up with everything, what you say, what you do, that hurts me every time, but I just rock with it because the good outweighs the bad by so much.
Right.
But now you're taking this small thing that you don't understand, and your biggest problem is you don't understand it. Your problem isn't even me. You just don't understand a part of me.
Right.
That maybe I don't understand either. Maybe it's something I need you to help me figure out. But your reaction is to have problem with the misunderstanding. So is your problem with me or is it with the misunderstanding?
Right.
And on top of that, you want to add something to it. Or you're going to choose to hold on to something to where you explode and now you're bringing up all kind of shit. And then you're sitting there like, I didn't know you felt this way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. How am I supposed to know?
No, right.
If I hold on to something, I'm not bringing it back up.
No, I don't. I don't bring it back
up. That's why I hate when people say, well, when did I do that? When? Huh? What do you mean? I'm not doing this with you.
I don't like when people bring up old shit at
you
all.
You did it January 15th. Like, what do you mean? You know what I'm saying? If I really, and I say this to people all the time, like, yo, I just feel like within a relationship more so than anything, if you have a problem with something, the time to talk about it is now.
Yeah. Best thing to do is get it out in the open.
Because if you wait later, either you're going to be mad because you waited so long, or the other person might not even remember.
Or give time to cool off moment, and then come and address it.
Time to cool might be a day or two, bro. That's bringing up something 30 days later.
That's what I'm saying. Time
it's kind of
cool
hard. It's kind of hard to talk about it. It's kind of hard to talk about it 30 days.
I don't want to hear about it 30 days later.
And then that becomes,
especially if we already we back in active mode. That becomes
a deeper conversation that may get heated. Yeah, and as a man, we're not gonna want to hear about it. But now a woman wants to have this discussion. Now he wants to be seen as if you're avoiding a discussion.
Yeah,
but you're bringing an unfair conversation to the table.
I don't want to hear that old shit.
Well, that's when a lot of problems develop.
I mean, that's true.
You know, let's talk about it when it happened. If you don't understand something and it means that, if I don't understand something, it might not even be that serious to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's a minor thing. Now, if it happens again, then I might bring it up and I'll say whatever. Right. You know, there's been a few other times it occurred, but I didn't bring it up because I didn't see it as a pattern. But this time, you know, it kind of bothered me a little bit more.
Yeah, it bothered me a little bit. Yep.
And you and I need to talk about this.
Right. No, that's real.
That's it.
That's real. That's real.
Yo, the least amount of conflict possible when you got something of value, man. Sometimes just...
It's the best. It's the
man,
best.
Man, we not promised tomorrow, man.
We're really not.
Even as much as, you know, me and my brother here talk about how much we hate Facebook, man. I see so many people on Facebook that's sick, needing kidneys, cancer, heart issues.
Right.
I mean, people with extreme migraines, all kind of shit where... They just have an uncomfortable life.
Yeah, yeah.
And those of us with comfortable lifestyles, yo, we got to respect those. We're not guaranteed them shit another day.
We're not, bro.
There's people out here that are burying their children.
Yeah.
You know, I got close friends of mine and my brother that had to bury their lady. Like, yo, we not promised none of these days, man.
No, we not.
That's why with black people, man, so many funerals, people are flipping and acting all crazy because they didn't get that last conversation, that one phone call. You know what I'm saying? That last I love you.
And a lot of times, all you got to do is just go do it. We wait till people die that didn't want to express why.
Just do it, man.
Just go ahead and do it, man.
That's why I don't hesitate to go down there and sit with my pops, sit with my moms, you know, just do whatever they got to do.
See, I went to hang out with my mom. Me and my brother got done. I went over to mom's house. I told my brother, I said, I'm going to go stop by Red real quick. That's what we call her, Red. I'm about to go stop by Red real quick. He said, yup, because she already said, Sean been down here yet? I thought y'all was getting together. He ain't been by my house. And he was like, you better go over there. I said, look at her. I knew I was going over there sick.
So your mom's, I ain't forget what she said to me at that cookout.
She be talking shit, bro.
Your mother told me next time I come, she going to have a plate of grass for me. I remember that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, because she know you don't, yo.
Yeah, mom. Mom, you was dead ass wrong.
Yo, she asked me one time. She said, you and Trey still hang? I said, yeah, we hang all the time. We talk all the time. We do the pod together. She said, that's right. He's still a vegan. I said, yes, ma'am. He's still a vegan. He ain't changing nothing. But he don't eat no meat like that. You know what I'm saying? She was like, all right, that's good, though. I was like, Ma, you practically a vegan yourself. She's like, that's why I asked, because I only eat bird food. She was like, I was like, that's because your diet. You know you got, you can't eat that crazy shit no more.
That bird food shit is funny to
it's
me.
It's funny to me, too, because that shit could be hearty as I don't know what, bro. You can eat a, you be shot.
Hold up,
yo. It be hearty.
That
like,
shit hearty.
That should be good, bro.
Please tell me all y'all know what he's talking about with this hearty stuff. Yeah,
you don't know what it is?
That's just, I've never heard nobody say that. Ever in my life.
You know what I mean? That means it's fulfilling. It's a hearty, hearty plate, man.
Well, I'm going to have you a hearty meal this evening.
Yeah, man.
My man said hearty. Oh, you killing
Shoot.
Me.
You get a good plate of, you know what I mean? You get a good plate of vegetables. Like, you eat the right stuff. That shit be fulfilling, man. Have your whole day full. You be like, damn, man. That's like my wife and I, we go to this Mediterranean spot.
And Mediterranean food is good.
Bro, I'll get the all veggie meal because like you could pick. You're out for three different entrees. It's almost entrees. Three different things.
Yeah.
Bro, I get the black bean salad.
I like black beans.
I get this kale salad.
I love kale.
And then I'll probably like throw in some this thing called madura rice and some rice. I'll throw in the madura rice. Bro, you be so full, but you don't feel sluggish.
Because it's powerful, super food.
Yo, you feel so good afterwards.
I had a kale salad with sweet potatoes. And when I read it, I was like, what? Let me just try this shit. Slap.
Yeah, man. That's why I like going to. Also, I go to the spot. My wife and I go during the week, though. We'll go during the week. We'll go to Cava. I'll go Cava and get an. And, bro, they throw the. You can get some rice if you want, or you can just go all veggie. I get rice as my base. And then they throw the super greens on the top. And it's like multiple different greens mixed in one.
Yeah.
And then I'll do all my salt, you know what I mean, my toppings. And I'll just, you know, I'll do, you know, get no meat, no chicken. But the last time I got some lamb. And I was like, yo, this shit was crazy with the lamb. You know what I mean? But that's not something I get all the time. I feel like this, if you are a meat eater, if you do eat red meat, get lamb. It's a lot better for you than you getting beef or steak. You know, I'm getting beef, getting steak and all that. And I definitely stay away from pork. I don't fuck with pork, man.
Why tell anybody? Do your own research.
Yo, do your own research, man.
What feels good for you.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I get tired of people, you know, checking my diet and what I do in my life, man. What I do works for me. I tell anybody. I ain't even had a cold in over 10 years. No headache, nothing. You know what I mean? That's what works for me. They say you can't maintain muscle mass if you don't eat meat. I'm like,
that's not true,
bro. I'm 275.
Bro, you look at a fucking ape. An ape only eats veggies.
Well, their body chemistry is a little bit different, but
that's true.
That's the best example. That's the best example.
Yeah,
it's just in how you.
They're closer body base to humans, to human beings. So, and all they eat is veggies. They're strong as hell.
Dark leafy vegetables are necessary.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I got a discussion with somebody yesterday that was trying to say that certain things are hereditary, and I let him talk for a little while.
Then
I had to stop it, mm-hmm. Bro. Let's as black people, let's cut it out.
Yep.
The sicknesses and diseases that we're hampered with are not hereditary.
No, that's food.
It's your diet.
It's our diet. Diet.
That is what we have in common. We eat the same bullshit.
And we eat. We don't realize we're eating the scraps of shit. Man. Yo, black people are so in love with oxtails. That was scraps. That was like the bottom of, they didn't eat that. So they threw that to us. We made it into a delicacy. That's like eating chitlings and all that shit. They gave us a pig guts.
Back in the day, so I ain't gonna cap.
I still do. I still love oxtails.
Okay.
I'm not gonna talk no shit. I'll get a plate of oxtail with the oxtail, gravy
oxtail
and there's a rice and peas.
All right, as long as we know.
I'm where I need to be.
All right, I get you. No where it came from. I get it. Because oxtails used to slap, bro.
I'll be where I be, dog.
Okay, I got you.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I get a plate of oxtail once a month.
Oh, damn, you doing a lot.
It's Jamaican spot up the block. Well, once every 2 months. Jamaican spot up the block.
That's wild. Jamaican spot in Clayton. That's ill.
Oh, yeah. And there's Jamaicans in there.
That's good.
It's mad rude.
They came down here.
Except for the lady. The lady ain't rude, but the dude, he don't say nothing to you.
So they got roti and all that.
All of it. All of it.
Yeah, I like that. I might have to stop over there.
Yeah.
They ain't got no peanut butter punch?
Yes, they do.
Oh shit!
Yes, they
stop playing.
Yeah, I'm dead ass.
I'm gonna have to pull up on the ride.
I'm dead ass serious.
Give me some peanut butter punch for the ride.
Dead ass serious, bro.
You ever had peanut butter soup?
No, I've never had peanut butter soup.
I had it when I was in DC, dude. I had a little cold. This back when I used to drink mad crazy. Having a cold when you were drunk kind of
hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, people sent them a shot.
Yeah.
But anyway, dude was like, man, you need to get you some peanut butter soup. I said, man, ain't no goddamn thing with no peanut butter soup. Went to this new Jamaican spot, open all night, got me some peanut butter soup. Yo, that shit was fire. That shit like opened up all my nostrils.
Yeah, they be having the punch, but it be during the week. That shit be out by the weekend, though.
Yeah, because it's probably good.
Yeah, it'd be out.
But they got other drinks and shit. Yeah, that's what I'd be looking for, the Jamaican drinks.
Yeah, not
the fake-ass pineapple
sodas. Nah, the shit in the damn...
Shit that they make.
They make it in a little white joint. It be in a little clear container.
Yeah. I might have to check
Well, you got to hit that joint like this
right here. Where's that on the strip?
It's right there. Right on the main street. Main strip.
On the right side?
Yeah, on the right side.
I pass that shit every time.
Yeah, it's over to the right. It's next.
Over there where the gym was at?
Right before the gym. It's before the gym. Okay. It's way before the gym.
I seen before, but I thought it was white.
It's right. Nah, bro. I'll go over there. Okay.
I'm going to go to see what they got to drink.
Yeah, they be fine.
I love them drinks.
Yo,
give me a little ginger.
The wife, she don't really eat oxtails like that. She like the gravy from the oxtail, but she love cabbage. That cabbage. So she put
the gravy on the cabbage?
Yep. She'll get the rice and peas. She'll do the rice. Now, she don't put the gravy on the cabbage. She'll do the rice and peas, put the gravy. She'll be like, can I get some oxtail gravy on the rice? And then give me a side of cabbage and a side of
rice and peas,
mac and cheese, and then she be out.
I got some curry shrimp yesterday.
I haven't had curry shrimp in a while.
Yeah, because I was supposed to stay at work last night, so I got some curry shrimp before I go to work, found out it was canceled. So I was like, fuck it. Guess I'll eat this plate.
I'll eat that plate.
I will still eat the plate. But yeah.
Yo, last question. I'm gonna hold these other two questions till next week. Last question. Well, not even a question. Yeah, fuck it, it's a question. Is Fat Joe a legend in hip hop?
He is. I just was talking shit. I can't take away from him being a legend. Definitely a legend in New York City. Definitely a legend from the Bronx.
Right. Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Highly respected. So
I like what Cam said. Cam was like, yo, I know there's a lot of people getting money back then, but Fat Joe was the only one he saw like getting money.
No, he had a great career. Fat Joe was the only person
and then being with
I could
Dick
think
and
of
Prince crew.
That fell off twice. And came back like nothing happened. Like nobody remembers. You know what I'm saying?
Because
like,
he'll bring a hit. The boy at one point, you couldn't tell he couldn't drop a hit.
He made money outside of music though. He's always had businesses, the sneaker stores and all that stuff. That's what I'm saying. So every time he fell off, he came back. Or whenever it was a time for a hit, he would come with a hit. Even if it's a song maybe you didn't like. Like even though All the Way Up with Remy Ma. Even though a lot of people I know don't like it like that, the song was a hit.
This song was a hit, yeah.
I mean, he got hits with Wayne, he got hits with
Lean Back.
Lean Back can be played in a club today.
Yeah.
Scott Storch is special, bro. That nigga crazy.
Yeah. The joint with him and Wayne. Yeah.
R. Kelly got a joint. I think I got a show with Ashanti too.
Yep.
I mean,
he had a great career, man.
Yeah,
he definitely did.
I mean, he went from digging in the crates, doing the underground hip hop when I liked him back then.
Yep. I'm told to where, baggy, super baggy. Pants,
just straight
leather bomber.
Yeah. Not trying to be appealing or nothing.
No.
And then he figured out.
And rapping well.
But then he figured out he could make songs, and then he got into, let me see if I can mix it together.
I love the fact that he adapted to the time. It's like some people stay there because this is what my core fan base wants from me. But then you realize your core fan base ain't making you no money. Let me adapt with the time. And then you start realizing, okay, I could bring in another fan base. The problem is with Fat Joe is this, with his albums are too much of one and not enough of blending two.
Well, he just went too far with it. He fell in love with what worked and then oversaturated with it, where his albums are on a blend of music.
No.
They all look like blatant attempts to have a single.
Yes, every song.
Because he had that one album with all them samples on it that had to get shelved. It got shelved immediately.
Right.
Because I'm sure they didn't clear none of them. I mean, the whole album was just sampled crazy. and then the last album he dropped, it wasn't really received as well.
Because it wasn't good.
I didn't think it was.
I didn't think it was either.
I didn't think it was.
And that's because he did too much. Everything was like a single chase. And we talked about it. He was like, you listen to Fat Joe? I said, yeah, I listen to the whole project because I'm a project guy. I like listen to projects. I was like, bro, it's too much of him trying to attempt to do a anthem type record. It was like, it was no substance. It's like you name the project this and there's no substance in the project.
Since you said that, I'm going to say something. Snoop had an interview and they asked him about age and hip hop.
Yes.
He basically said the same type of stuff we've been saying forever, right? Mm-hmm. But of course, what Snoop says is this law, right?
Right.
Said nothing different from
what
I've said on the topic and less than what I said on the topic. But I say that to say, older artists are putting out projects that aren't even projects.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? They're just blatant attempts at attention to prove that you belong.
Yep. Instead of just, you know what I'm
saying,
doing.
The older artists like Nas, Jay-Z, they're doing projects.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these are higher scale people, but
yeah, it's different.
They're still doing projects.
But like, these are people that move the culture and then move the needle within the culture.
Well, if they're moving the needle within the culture doing projects and you're an artist not on that level, what makes you think you can't do that as well?
I agree.
You're chasing after a fan base that isn't going to be accepting.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? Because the people that love that kind of music you're trying to make, they're not looking for us.
Right.
And the people that are looking for us, you just turned them off because you gave them a whole album full of that, other stuff.
Of that.
You know what I'm saying? We have so many stories to tell. We have so much great content we can put together. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do what everybody else is doing.
Nah, not at all.
But you're mad at these young people that are successful at things that you're trying to do and can't do. You know what I mean? They have their fan base. As they get older, they're going to have to change as well.
Yeah.
If they want to maintain.
Maintain it, right. Mm-hmm.
You know, Nas hasn't changed much of anything but the production.
Right.
And the sounds of the production. Lyrically, he's the same
he's
Nas.
He's rapping the same way, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's just giving you a different soundscape.
He's giving you very efficient bars. Everything sounds. But then he's living life. So he's speaking his life into his music. A lot of these guys, they life is boring. You got a lot of these rappers from yesteryear. They still either living the same identical way they lived when they were hot, which ain't shit today, or they not living life at all. So it's like, yo, let me talk about all this shit. And it's like that they doing right now, throwing in today's slang into your music, and it just don't flow right. It don't even look believable.
I say this. A guy like Fat Joe has had an incredible life.
Yes.
If he really wanted to give an introspective album, well, everybody's not good at doing introspective
music. No, not everybody.
First of all, let me say that. So I'm not,
and it's not
even suggesting he do it.
It's not easy to do.
If you're not good at it, it's going to sound terrible.
Right.
Like, introspective shit is just what I have.
No, he got a kid that's mentally challenged.
He has so many things.
Like,
so many videos and many documentaries he can put out attached to music that would be such heartfelt.
He could talk about, you know, how he felt when Pun died, the situation with his family.
Bro, he's a married man.
Him being a, yes. For a long time.
You lost mad businesses to gain more.
Yes.
You did a bid to come home and get it all back again. You performed at a baseball game with Ice Cube.
She shouldn't have been doing that, but it's cool. It's a whole nother topic.
It still happened.
It definitely happened.
He even admitted he got booed like hell.
Yeah.
Not a good feeling.
It wasn't good.
I've been booed before, but not in Yankee Stadium or whatever stadium it was at. Well, I deserve to get booed that time.
You was on bullshit.
Nah, I drank too much. I forgot my lyrics and everything. After I got booed, I got together, went off the top of my head.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I forgot everything, bro. Fried. Drank the whole bottle of Hennessy, nigga. Fried.
But shit like that. Like, so, yes. Yeah. Fat Joe's a legend.
Content-wise, man, I think it'll work for those kind of artists. Like when Jay-Z did the 444 joint.
I love that album.
Some people had a problem with it, but people with mature minds loved it.
Yeah.
Lyrically, he touched on topics that weren't being touched on at that level. And I knew some people that would go over their head, man, but Jay gave a dope album.
He gave a dope album. That's like I just listened the other day, listening to the one he did, American Gangster. I love that album.
Bruh, people want him to talk about Reasonable Doubt again. Like, he's not doing that again.
American Gangster was fire.
Man, Jay got a catalog.
I listened to that in the gym the other day, man. I was in that joint.
In the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't remember that kind of shit.
I can't remember about this bitch. I was like, yeah.
I need some of that Wild Out music when I'm living, bro.
Nah, I can't.
It got to be some M.O.P.
Nah. I don't want none of that.
Some of the locks.
I don't listen to none of that.
Yeah, because you playing around, Shane.
I'm playing what soothes my soul as I get to it.
Nah, I'm in the gym.
I'll
be out there.
I don't live an aggressive
life. Dudes be giving me the side eye like, this nigga crazy.
I don't live an aggressive life.
It's not aggressive.
So
I'm pushing the stress away.
That's my therapy as well.
Nah, you making love to them weights. Yeah. You like, ooh, this feel good right here.
Feel the burn. Yeah.
You trash.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, you got anything you want to add, man, in off the show?
Oh shit. Damn, we already done?
Yeah, bro. We got an hour and some change.
All right, man. Let me shade everybody. And I had to write this down before I forgot.
I see.
Yeah, sometimes I do that. Yo, a lot of times, man, we go through a lot of things, man, and we wonder what's going on, why we keep having these obstacles, man. Sometimes your path is harder because your calling is higher. Many of us have gifts that we don't even understand ourselves as we grow into them. And, you know, you got to relax and sit back through things. I look at my own life, man, where now I have to do more things for my parents, and I got to be present on a regular basis. It can be highly consuming. But when your calling is higher, doesn't make you better than anybody else. It's just your situation. You know, when your calling is higher and the demand for your presence is higher, that crown can get heavy. But you can fold under that crown and stay stuck under that crown forever, or you can wear that crown and strengthen yourself through the process and allow the people to be blessed from the blessings you have. And the blessings go in a circle, man. As long as you make yourself a blessing, you will be blessed. And all of this stuff is all encompassing, man, of just answering that calling. And you never know what that calling really is, or the final determination of that calling. That final determination doesn't even happen until you leave this earth. And we all have expiration date, but we don't know when that is.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe you got 40, 50 more years on this earth, but at that time, you have gifts and you have a calling. Accept that calling that you do have, man, and go through these processes and fight through these obstacles. And a lot of times, the fight is more within yourself than the fight itself. Just remember that when you get through these obstacles, man, and keep fighting, man. When that calling is high, sometimes the fight is strong. Some people have an easy path. Their calling might not be as high as yours. Some people are great workers.
Right.
Some people are great behind the scenes.
Right.
I mean, your calling might be to lead. Your calling might be to make a difference. Make a difference. Be that difference. Love makes a difference. Love Mad. Ha. Ah. Love Mad 1985.
Trash.
That's a wrong.
Yo, it's always your family to do that.
That was a wrong button.
See what I'm saying? It's always your family, bro.
I apologize. That was the wrong button.
He had to do that. See what I'm saying? That was the
wrong button because you were talking that shit. I meant to hit this one.
Talk to him.
That was the one.
That nigga hit the trash on me, shit.
That was the wrong button.
Orange and blue skies, baby. Nixon 6.
Nah, that's trash. That's trash.
Nixon 6.
Trash.
Nah, they going to win. They're gonna win.
Nixon 6.
I think it's gonna be a 7 though.
Nah.
I think it's gonna be Nixon 7.
Jalen Brunson won't let it happen.
Yeah, it's gonna be a 7.
Jalen Brunson ain't gonna let it happen.
All right, man. This is the Black Male Podcast. Whoa, shit.
Yeah, break everything.
TS is who I am.
Trey Dot is who I am.
And I did not mean to hit the trash button on no lyrical bars. My brother was speaking.
Hit that like button, hit that follow button.
Yeah, and subscribe to whatever we got going on. You can catch us everywhere where podcasts is being displayed.
If you don't want to see the video, get the audio.
Yes. All right. Check y'all later. Peace. Yo.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.